Airstrikes and other missile attacks in northern Syria have been continuing, despite hopes that a ceasefire between the warring parties, which was agreed to last week at a meeting in Germany, could become effective within days. A strike on a hospital operated by the medical charity Médecins Sans Frontières reportedly killed 7 and a further 8 people are missing. Strikes on another hospital in the same town, Azaz, killed at least 12, according to news reports. And in the cities of Aleppo and Idlib, there were further deaths as 2 schools came under fire. The deputy spokesperson for the UN Secretary General is Farhan Haq. He said Ban Ki-moon was deeply concerned.
Such attacks are a blatant violation of international laws. Among other consequences, they are further degrading an already devastated healthcare system and preventing access to education in Syria. These incidents cast a shadow on the commitments made at the International Syria Support Group meeting in Munich on the 11th of February. We must capitalize on the agreements reached and translate them into action if the credibility of and confidence placed in the International Syria Support Group and the international community are to be justified.
Monday's attacks also leave tens of thousands of Syrian civilians without any basic medical care. 5 years of brutal civil war in Syria have left well over 250,000 dead and displaced more than 11 million people. Matthew Wells, United Nations.